Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich, and you are listening to Crime Talk. In March of 2019, the FBI, Colorado Bureau of Investigations, and the Frederick Police Department released the Chris Watts jail interviews they conducted to gain more insight into his heinous crimes. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, ScottReich.com, and check out Crime Talk on Facebook and Instagram. Hope you enjoy.
He's coming. He's like, hey, Chris.
Chris?
Do you remember us?
Yes. Yes.
See?
Okay. I see. I just took
see
a
you.
Moment there. Good
it's
to see
like
you.
Different.
They, get the haircut every 2 months, buzz pretty much everything off and all that, so.
I think, did you have a
yes,
key last time?
Okay. They have like a little single blade razor, so I just kind of, you know, like go past the stubble, you just kind of...
Just do the best you can, huh?
You just gotta go with that.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm okay, how about you guys?
Good.
Mm-hmm. I did not expect to see this, that's for sure.
Surprised.
Yes.
Well, let me put some fears aside. We're not here for what you might think we might be here for.
They didn't know what this a computer room. I was like, I didn't know we had a computer room.
Without computers.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you remember, I talked to you, Tammy talked to you, Dave talked to you. We're all from Colorado. And so the last time we talked to you, it's a different situation, right? Our investigation was open and your case was open. That's completely different now. So your case is completely closed. Nothing about what we're going to talk about today has anything to do with an open investigation. So we're not here to get more charges on you or get any statements from you that are going to jam you up anymore, right? That's all done. So all of our cases are closed and the court case is closed. So there's nothing that we're going to talk about today that's going to get you in any type of more trouble at all. And so that's, I wanted to make sure you knew that that's not why we're here.
Okay.
But why we are here. So the three of us work from three different agencies, right? Quite a bit different. CBI, FBI, and Frederick PD. Different goals. And the things that happened with you kind of all brought us together. And as the months have passed on since everything happened, we just keep in touch with each other and we keep talking to each other. And we've all separately kind of said, did Chris seem unique to you? And me and Tammy have talked about this. Dave and I have talked about this. Did Chris's situation seem different to you? And we keep having that conversation. We can't quite put our finger on it, right? We think that your life leading up to all of the things that happened were very interesting to us. And for me personally, I don't know if you remember, but one of the last things you told me was, hey, Graham, I'm sorry that I started lying to you. And that stuck with me for the last couple months. It's been ringing in my head, right? I've never, ever worked a case like this where someone told me that, ever. You know, and so as I walked away, I thought, Chris is different. Chris is a little bit unique in that regard. So in talking with Tammy and talking with Dave, I said, you know, what did you feel like when it all went down? When we were there, when we were talking to you guys, and we all kind of, in our own different way and in our own different wording, said it all happened a bit too quick for us, right? So when we saw you last, we were talking and talking and talking about your family, about your parents, about everyone. And then the next thing you know, for me and Tammy and for Dave, all of a sudden some patrol officers came in and arrested you. And that was far quicker than we had hoped it would happen. And you understand why that happened, and we understand why that happened. But it left us with 1,000 questions that we didn't get to ask. And then even more importantly, I think it probably left you with 1,000 things that you didn't get to talk about with us. I don't know if you feel that way or not, but... and so... that's why we're here today. We wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit more about everything, you know. I think there's a lot of things that you didn't get to talk about. And so, you know, that's why we're here. And it sticks with me that to this day, there's not one person that's told me, I saw it coming. I knew Chris was like that. I knew it. Not one person. So, it's just... It's interesting to me, right? Not one. So we want to talk a little bit about that. Some of the people that we work with, your family, Janann's family, have said, you know, if you get to talk to Chris, would you tell him some things for me? So we have that to talk about today, and it's good. I think you'll like it. I think it will give you some closure. And so really that's why we're here. Are you available to talk to us?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. So off the bat, if you have any questions, just tell us.
Okay.
If there's something that you don't want to talk about, that's okay. We might press you a little bit. Okay, we might say, well, do you mind if we just maybe then ask one question? If something makes you uncomfortable, just tell us. If we need to take any bathroom breaks, we can take bathroom breaks. You know, for anything like that. And we'll take bathroom breaks and water breaks ourselves, too. So then, is there anything about your schedule today that makes it that you can't talk to us?
No, that there's like a pass for this and the AM and the PM.
Okay.
It's, yeah, they reserve the room the whole day.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
That's just what they do.
Okay. I didn't know if that was like two separate things or something.
I think you have to go back for lunch to get accounted for or something.
Oh.
Accounted for.
Yeah, I think.
11:30.
Yeah, lunch is like 11, but the count is like 12:15. So.
Okay. So in general, how is it here?
It's a lot different than Colorado. Yeah.
Is it?
It's
like, good or bad?
It's better, I think, because, I mean, it's here I'm actually around other people. I mean, in Colorado, it was just like, I was segregated, and it was like pounding on the walls all night, screaming, and just, you know, just
from,
me.
From other people?
Oh,
really?
They're just telling me, like, how I should kill myself, and, like, what they're going to do to me, and just, like, all that kind of stuff. So,
oh, yeah.
It was, today, this is a lot different, because, I mean, people here, you know, seem to, it's not like they don't care, but it's just kind of like they don't, like, judge you as soon as you walk in. Colorado, it was like, they knew why I was there, and they just, that was it. They were just, like, they just, if they had 1 second alone with me, it would have been
good.
They would,
Gee, man. Must be out then.
Out of like, what kind of jail? I don't know how, what it was like in, you know, DOC there, but, you know, like, they had to lock down the jail for me to walk down the hallway.
Wow. It will? So they had to make sure you were completely separated from anyone else. Jeez.
Like, I didn't see anybody else there. Like, I was in the cell next to somebody. But, like, I never saw them.
You just hear them?
How did I know who you were?
I don't know. I just, they make phone calls in there, too.
Oh, okay.
And they got the newspaper in there before I got in, so.
Yeah. How is, have you been able to talk with family members?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, we get, from 6 p.m. to 7:30. That's our, my unit's time out. So, we get to use the phone at that point.
Really? Mm-hmm. And do they charge for it, or?
Oh, it's just like, it's like Securus or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how do you make money to pay for that?
They put money on the phone.
Oh.
So if I call, like, if I was, like, to dial somebody's number, they'd have to have, like, a phone account set up.
Oh,
otherwise, it's just restricted.
And then so the who you call pays for it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Have you been able to talk, like, family members and parents and all
that? Yeah, my mom and dad and my sister.
Okay. Good. Is that a good thing?
That's a good thing. Good. Yeah, they don't hear from me. They're like, oh, what's wrong?
Oh, good. Yeah. And how is it with them?
So far, so good.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, it's hard to hear your parents at sentencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know if they were gonna, what they were gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And so, yeah. I really appreciated what they said. I don't know about you.
Oh, definitely. It was. I didn't expect them to be there. I know they were there on the 6th. But I didn't expect them to fly back, and they wanted to fly back for that. So.
Yeah. And then a lot of what your mom said.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. Good. Well, so we have 1,000 questions. I'm sure you do too. Do you care if we start, or do you have any questions for us?
Go ahead. I'll start.
All right. So one of the things that we're battling with is, and I won't make any assumptions today. So, are you aware that this was a national story?
After a little while, I didn't talk to my parents while I was in Colorado.
Okay.
Because, I mean, my attorney team told me, all right, no phone calls, no letters, no nothing.
Okay.
So, like, I made one phone call when I was in the segregation area there, but my dad didn't thought it was, like, somebody, like, a news.
Oh.
Somebody trying to call.
Oh.
So he didn't answer?
Yeah, so he didn't answer, but other than that,
okay.
I didn't talk to anybody, but from what some of the deputies were saying that, you know, or my attorney team coming in and said, you know, this is, like, they've got people from Australia, England, and all kinds of people trying to figure out what's going on, so.
Did they send you any? Did they send you any of the letters, like fan mail or anything? Well,
I got letters, but I couldn't keep them, like it with me. So like I could read them like on my hour out, but it's like, you know, I got a bunch of just letters that had no return address and stuff that was just, you know, not very good letters.
Yeah. So. Okay. They came from a weird perspective, didn't they? From what we've heard.
Definitely. There was one person, I guess, from Broomfield that was like writing like 4 times a week trying to come visit me. And then there was just a lot of people like writing that was like bleed through markers saying, you know, like you're a monster, or, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about some hard issues today, but I don't intend to take you to a dark place today.
Okay.
I hope that when we're done, you'll feel better. I hope it'll be therapeutic. We're going to talk about, obviously, what happened with your family. And so that's going to be hard to talk about. I appreciate anything you can tell me about it. If you need to take time out, if you need to get a tissue, that's fine, right? I think it'll be very good for you. It'll be good for us. And so one of the reasons I asked about that national attention is we were aware that you were getting a lot of letters, a lot of interest. And then us personally as law enforcement, we got so many people who claim to have known you, claim to have been with you, dated you, slept with you, and 99 times out of 100, they were just crazy people, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's a good place to start. Had you heard about any of that?
John Walsh, he told me about some dude from Wyoming.
Yeah.
Trent?
Yeah, that guy. That blew my mind. I was like, who the hell is this guy?
And who told you about that?
Attorney John Walsh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you mind if we talk about him?
Yes. Graham and I interviewed him.
You had to?
Yes.
Waste our lives.
Yes.
So Trent, in summary, Trent came in and said, met you online on a dating app, had a few, you know, casual but quick sexual encounters with you. And let me be very clear. Not only are we not here to jam you up today, we're also not here to judge you. And if there is anything like that, you can imagine we've heard way worse, way different, way, you know. So if it's true, I hope that you can just casually say, yeah, I mean, this happened. It wasn't as bad as he said, but maybe this happened. So his story was met online, met you, and it was a time when you were experimenting with maybe men. And so he said he met a couple times, met his friends, went to an apartment, had a couple of meetings in a parking lot, and that was basically it. Does any of that sound familiar? Okay.
No, I never met the guy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he talked about being in your truck with your girls, like the whole nine yards, so.
Okay.
I never even been to Wyoming, let alone driven up there to see somebody.
Yeah. And so this is maybe a weird question for you. Do you have any gay experience?
No.
Okay. Any interests?
No.
Okay. Never had a time, experimented, wondered?
No.
Okay. Is it possible that he found you instead of you finding him?
From what John told me, he found me on like a WhatsApp.
Yeah.
I don't even have that app.
Okay.
He had my phone, so
okay.
You could probably saw what app I had. But I've never even heard of the app, but
okay.
Apparently like he told me like I met him through like a rehab center or something.
Is that what he said?
No, that was another guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was totally
So did you see a picture of him on the news or anything?
John showed me a picture of him.
Okay.
He was like, well, this guy, I'm like, he was, John was kind of, you know, making fun of like, you know, sure. I'm like, no.
So you saw it and you were like, no way.
Yeah, was
big
like,
lips. Did you see his giant lips?
Yeah, I was just like, I have no clue who this guy is.
And he's somewhat memorable. I
mean, yeah.
If you met him or talked to him or got to know him, you might remember. He was kind of meek.
Yeah.
But also a little bit flamboyant.
Mm-hmm.
He did fake lip, or not fake lips, but injections.
Uh-huh.
Was very into skincare and makeup. And he mentioned that one of the times, just as a gift, you got him some skincare products.
Mm-hmm.
Does any of that sound familiar?
No.
Okay. You can imagine all the stuff we're dealing with. Okay, so that's one.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Bolds. There was another gal that you were dealing with.
Amanda McMahon. Have you ever heard that name? No.
John showed me a picture of her.
Oh, you did see a picture of her, too?
Yeah. He had, like... Yeah, that's the same.
True.
Yeah.
Does that look familiar?
That's the same picture he showed me on the MSL. I was looking at him like, who's that? He's like, oh, you don't know her either?
Yeah.
He's like, no. Yeah. It's like a Chick-fil-A parking lot rendezvous or something.
Right.
And that's just not true. That's what she's claiming. Okay.
Only went to one Chick-fil-A in Colorado. That was the one in Broomfield, Highway 7.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay. Do you feel comfortable enough today to tell us if there were other people?
Yeah, it was just Nicole.
Okay. And that was it?
Yeah,
that was okay. As these people have come out, for the most part, we've not given their stories much credit. They're just crazy people who want attention. But when that does happen, it does make us think, there may have been others. And so Nicole was the only one?
That was the only one.
Was there ever like a one-night stand with someone else just out of the blue and one and done?
No.
Okay. All right. Do you mind if we talk a little bit more about Nicole? So walk me through it, because that was one of the things we never really got to ask you about.
Right, we didn't
we just
talk
kind of skipped on and talked about where the girls were. But so what happened there?
So it was probably around June 1st or something. That's when I first met her. And it was just like a work conversation. She messed with the gas meters that, we were out in the field. And I was messing up. And then I took it to her like, hey, what's going on with this? Like, how do I fix it? And, after that, we just ran into each other a few times in the office, and I think it was probably the fourth time meeting. She had asked me, because when we were talking back and forth, I would say, we moved here from Colorado or from North Carolina and stuff like that. And then she's like, what's all this weed stuff? I'm like, I took out my phone and showed her a picture. My girl's on the phone. It's like, oh, okay. She's like, so I'm like, yeah. Like, I didn't wear a ring at work because I sent an officer to get refitted after I lost all that weight.
You lost so much weight that your fingers lost weight?
Yeah, it was literally like, I was out in the snow one time, I went like that, and my ring went off in the rocks. So I was just like, I was panicking trying to find out, like, I can't wear this anymore. So after that, she left me alone for a couple of days, and she texted me outside the field. And then after that, we just kept texting back and forth, and it was just, she used to work in a little rig out in North Dakota, I think. And we just kind of shredding the stories back and forth about what we did and everything. And then one day it just kind of went to a different level. And then I never thought it would ever go to that level. But she was talking about meeting up after we got back from San Diego. We were in San Diego from the 22nd to the 26th of June. And we met up after we got back. And
how did you guys meet up?
At a park in Thornton. Thornton somewhere. And after that, we just kept seeing each other pretty much the whole month of July.
So let me ask you this. You tell me if I'm wrong. You strike me as somewhat of a shy person. So when you guys were meeting, did it look just kind of very initiatory, like flirting at first? Okay. From both sides?
Yeah. Okay. It was just kind of like feeling each other out. It's kind of
And so, texts, any calls?
More near the end of June.
Okay. And what makes you remember that it's June that it happened?
Because we called each other before I left to go to San Diego.
Oh, okay. Okay. At first, did you think something might happen?
I just thought it was just flirting. I didn't think it was actually like something that would actually happen.
Yeah. Well, it's totally natural, right? I mean, everyone kind of flirts at work, right? Because the relationship between men and women is different. So if you're working with a girl at work, it's just kind of natural to flirt.
I wish I was out in the field more instead of in the office. Those demo.
I kind of see it in your eyes. That's kind of where the path started, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if I was like, because when I was a field, when I went from a rover to a field coordinator, I would spend more time in the morning time in the office trying to get everything situated where we're going to go, everything like that. If I was a rover, I'd be more out in the field instead of coming to the office for more than an hour.
Right.
It just gave me more time to run into her, pretty much.
Yeah. What did she know about you? Did she know you were married at first?
She did, once I showed her the pictures on my phone. Yeah. The home screen picture. Mm-hmm.
So was your wife in that picture, or was it just your girls?
It was just my girls right there, but my wife was the lock screen.
Oh.
So she knew I was married, my kids.
Okay.
Are you aware that she said she didn't know you were married? No. What did you think about that?
I figured it was like, you know, just trying to save face, trying to, you know. I just trying to. Something my sister said, it was like, just trying to keep things together.
Yeah.
Just trying to, she phrased it a different way, but just kind of like, just like ground control, just trying to control everything that's going on around her, because I'm sure she got bombarded by all kind of different sides from the media and everything. So, and
have friends. You talked to her at all? No.
No. I'm hoping she hasn't, like, you know, written me in a different alias or something. No, I'm not talking to her that way.
Oh.
And are you not allowed to talk to her?
I would hope not.
Okay. No one's told you that thing?
No, I mean, I would expect, like, I thought, like, Colorado had said, like, on a DOC list, of, if you're on, like, a victim list, you can't call anybody.
Oh, right.
But here, I'm not sure if that's the same, but I've just talked to my sister, my parents, some friends of my parents.
Okay. Do you wish you could talk to her?
Maybe once, just to...
Just get some closure?
Just to say, like, hey, you know, just once.
Yeah.
Just to say, hey, like, I'm sorry this all happened. I'm sorry. I'm not sure, like, what happened, like, afterwards. Like, what you went through. Like, if you had, like, counseling. If you're, like, you know, different state. If you had to leave everything behind. I just wanted to let you know I'm sorry. And that this is not something I ever saw in my life happening. Or happening to somebody else either.
Would you be all right if we told her that?
That's fine.
Do you want us to? Do you want us not to?
And if she would want to even talk to you guys, then I'm not sure if someone comes up. I'm sure she'd answer your phone call more than an attorney phone call that she didn't want to go answer.
Yeah. Oh, so your attorney tried to call her and she wouldn't answer?
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember her phone number, but after that they figured out, I guess, where she lived. Yeah. They left a call, business card there. And she just, pretty much after, like, the fifth attempt, she said stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's getting bombarded like everyone else, so.
Hopefully it's calmed down since, but I'm sure, like, I just hope she can, like, I'm not, there's, like, normalcy for her, not since she's on the outside, but I'm hoping it can get that way at some point. I'm not sure if she had to leave Colorado or not, but I'm sure, like, that would have been hard if she did.
Mm-hmm.
Tendo Anadarko was her dream job, so that's one thing I always, like, asked my attorneys, is, like, did she have to leave? Like, did she have to do anything at work? Because that was one thing, since she always told me that was her dream job, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did she mean?
Like, an old company in Anadarko is, like, you know, I mean, unless you're working for, like, BP or, like, kind of Phillips or something.
Oh,
like,
I see what you're saying.
Anadarko is, like, you know.
It's like big leagues?
Yeah.
Can I ask kind of a tough question?
Yeah.
Did you love her?
I felt like it was true.
Yeah. I think so, too. I think it was the same from her. Okay. Tell us about the time you spent with her.
Well, I mean, it felt like it was, you know, I think, like, when you say, like, more like a shy guy, it's kind of like I've never, like, been pursued by anybody before. It's kind of like I was the one, you know, trying to pursue. Because, like, when me and Shanann met, it was like, you know, she was always, like, pushing me away, kind of, like, you know.
She was sick for a while, right?
Oh, yeah, she had just got diagnosed with lupus, and she was on, like, a bunch of different medications and stuff. And it was, like, I guess I wish I wasn't her type.
And you weren't her type?
I wasn't her type.
Okay.
Cause, like, She told me, like, when she first, because we had met.
She told you that?
Yeah.
You're not.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, it was like, you know, when we first met, like, it was at a movie theater. And my cousin's ex-wife set us up.
You were dressed like shit, weren't you?
I think
that's what you told me.
Yeah, I didn't know, like, that.
Before I had any games.
So she was fancy, whatever, and he was in, like, shorts and tennis shoes or something, right?
Shoes and, like, I should have known the doorman, you know, was in a suit. And I was just like, this isn't good.
And, like, was it a theater?
It was a fancy theater, right?
It was in Charlotte. It was called the Epicenter. And apparently, they give you, like, champagne and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, this is a fancy date night theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he came like he was going to a Cinemax.
Like I was going to a
Like an AMC.
Like a play theater.
No, it was like you like movie just watch the normal movie, but like you can like drink champagne and like have like, you know, a Jack and Coke inside the theater and just sit there and just whatever. But like yeah, when she first saw me, she was like, I should probably just turn and talk to the bartender a little more. No, I'm not here to meet. But yeah, like I was like persistent trying to pursue something I liked her. And even on our first day, like I couldn't even eat anything really. I was just like, you know, just nervous. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she was just like, you know, chowing down. And she was like, you eat like a bird. I'm like, oh, that's not it. And she taught my parents, like, you know, months later, she's like, this guy just never ate. He's like, this guy eats like a trash disposal. Just trash disposal. I was like, no, not around me. I was like, well, I'm just nervous. I was just like, I was always like shaking and everything. But yeah, I was always pursuing her, and then just like finally I grew onto her. But like, you know, I would always like with her medications and stuff, I would always like, she had like 8 bottles of medication, so I would always get like her day and night and kind of like put them all in that little, you know, flip open
the pill box.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. And I would always, you know, be around her. I even went to her colonoscopy. She said after that she knew that I was like kind of a keeper. It's like, you know, who goes to a colonoscopy after 3 months with somebody?
That's a little soon.
Well, she asked if she needed a ride. I'm like, yeah. She's like, you want to go across the mountain, come on, see you with me? I'm like, sure, why not? Like, I even sat with her while she drank that nasty stuff all day.
Yeah. Oh. Where she's in the bathroom
all day.
That's a
good test.
like clear stuff that's not really, that doesn't really taste clear. Yeah, but it was, I mean, it felt like it was a great relationship. Everything was great.
Now you're talking about with Kissinger.
No, with Tom Ocean. And like the first year, you know, like, you know, my parents never, I don't know, my mom was always kind of hesitant.
Why?
I was the baby, I guess. I never, you know, for this, I never had a girlfriend in high school. So it's kind of like she never like really saw me like.
Oh, interesting. So she's kind of watching her baby walk out a little bit.
Yeah, because when I turned 18, I graduated, I never moved back.
Okay.
At home, so my sister moved back and forth all the time. So.
How old were you when you met Shanann?
I was 25. It was 2010. So.
Okay.
So no serious girlfriends before that?
Nothing more than like 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was some girls here and there, but just nothing more than like, you know, the last girlfriend I had before Shanann. She was just actually got divorced, and I should have never done that. But it was more of like I was kind of like helping her get through her divorce. It seemed like she went off to somebody else. I'm like, oh, nice to know.
You're the rebound guy?
The rebound guy.
Pretty much. But you know, that's how it goes.
Would you say that in your relationships with women, it seems to me, and you tell me if I'm wrong, it seems to me like you're attracting maybe a more dominant personality?
It seemed like it, because I'm more of the just reserved. I mean, I just kind of like go with the flow type.
Yeah.
And like, Stan usually made all the decisions, it seemed like, so.
I get that. I'm the same. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I don't think that's right with you, but.
So, then, and I know it's hard to keep bouncing back and forth, but, and one of the reasons we're here is we just keep telling ourselves, Chris just does not fit the mold. Chris does not.
No.
Like, it just blows us away what happened, right? And so we will do a little bit of bouncing back and forth, and that's really just to get to know you a little bit better. Because we never really got that chance, did we? We
were talking twice.
Yeah.
Met you once.
Yeah.
Probably like three or four times, probably.
So then do you call her Nikki or Nicole?
I would call her Nikki.
Okay.
I know. There's so many Nikki's and Nicole's in this.
Right,
I got confused.
So we'll call her Nikki.
Okay.
So then with Nikki, was it different?
It just seemed like I was more in control, it seemed like. And that never happened. Like, she'd actually, like, asked me, like my opinion on a lot of things. And just, like, what I wanted to do. And just kind of, like, okay.
That was new, wasn't it?
Very new.
Oh, that's fascinating to me. And so did it feel more like an equal partnership, or?
It seemed like it.
Yeah. Okay. So then, when it was date night, would you guys talk about it? Would you ask to go somewhere? Would she say, I want to go somewhere? Was it
The first time we went out, it was to a movie over at the Orchard, off the 144th over there. And I asked her, like, hey, you want to go see this movie? And, like, she's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. And we just got there. It was sold out. And, normally you'd probably just have, just wait 2 hours, just go home. But now she just wanted to walk around and just talk. I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow.
So that was different. And, I think she wanted to go to the car museum, Shelby Museum in Boulder. I've never been there. And
that's right up your alley. Yeah.
I was just like, that was awesome just to walk around cars for like an hour or so. And then, drag race in Vandermeer.
Okay.
And I haven't been to a drag race since 2008. And that was in Charlotte.
Okay.
And, they have a full-length drag strip over there. And it's like the NHRA, the top fuel and fun car stuff, like me and my dad used to grow up. And
yeah.
Go there like all the time. And then went camping in Sand Dunes National Park. Mm-hmm. And I'd never been camping. I always wanted to do it. Thought it was, she'd done it like countless times.
Oh, really? Okay. So, she's outdoorsy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she every time she needed to clear her head, she'd just go by herself and just go somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
But she's a completely new type of person and relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What were you thinking this whole time?
In the back of my head, I was just telling myself, what are you doing? Every time, I open up my phone, I can see pictures of my wife and my kids. I'm just like, what am I doing? And then, every time I was with her, it seemed like I didn't think. It seemed like it was like a blinder that was on my face.
Oh.
And it just, every time I look back on it, I have pictures of my wife and kids and myself. And every night, or every morning, every night, I just, talk to them, say like I have this book I used to read for Cece, and I remember that book, so I read that to them every night. And there's some scripture and stuff that I read to them, so I just try to, just try to think back, I wish this never happened. It was just, I wish that blinder wasn't on my head, weren't in my eyes, that would have seen what was going on. I was having, everybody said, oh, you're just out there having fun while your kids, or kids and wife are on vacation. I'm just like, no, it wasn't like that, but it seemed like that's what it looked like when you're going, you're going to camping, going to drag race, going all the other stuff that you have fun doing, but you're with somebody else, it's not your family. It just didn't seem right. Yeah. With her, it just didn't seem like I'd be able to see that anymore.
Yeah.
I was there at her house pretty much every night. So it was like I didn't have that time at home just to really think about anything. Because literally I didn't, I was only at home from when I got home from work. I worked out, I ate dinner, and then I went over to her house. I never slept in my house in the whole month of July.
Now, talking through that though, when you said you went home and then you were at her house, was that while Chanel was gone? Oh, okay. So you weren't even at your house?
No.
This all happened so quickly, didn't it?
It was insane quickly. She even told me, she was never in, a normal relationship. She would never have somebody over at her house, more than, once or twice a week. But she felt like she wanted me over there.
Yeah.
She said she felt comfortable over there.
Yeah.
So it was just, that's what was different. She wanted me over there. But I just wish that all that would just go away. I just wish I'd almost, I know it's hard. I know it's wrong to say I wish I'd never met somebody, but I wish I'd, maybe met her at work and then just kept it that way.
I think if we had a time machine, I don't think this would happen again.
Sure.
Because some people, when this happens, you're like, well, if it wasn't this time, it would have been next time, or it wouldn't have been the next time. It just wouldn't have happened with you, would it?
Uh-huh.
And it happened so quickly that you tell me if I'm wrong, you're not the type of guy to take control sometimes when you need to.
Yeah,
it seems like that's just what happened.
Yeah, I didn't take control of the situation. It's just like the situation controlled me.
Right, it just happened. No, I get that, man. I'm somewhat passive myself, and it's like, there are situations where I'm like, well, why did I let that keep going?
Yeah, I don't know why. It was like a roller coaster ride that I just kept punching the ticket on, and it just never picked it up.
Yeah. Can we talk about the hardest subject? So when we were talking, the last time we talked, the last thing we talked about was where the girls were, mm-hmm. but we never really got to talk about that night. So what happened?
So nothing really happened that night. It was in the morning.
Okay.
It was, you know, me and Jeanette, she got home like at 2 o'clock. And, you know, I felt her getting in the bed. And I just felt like I didn't feel her. I just make sure I looked at my phone at 2 o'clock and make sure she was okay, she was in there. And I could kind of feel her kind of stirring around a little bit. And I just had a feeling that she knew, like, what was going on. Because, I mean, obviously, I didn't use, like, an Interco gift card, you know, that I'd gotten. I used my actual credit card, and I kind of just felt like something. She knew what was going on, and she started rubbing her hand on me, and we ended up having sex, but I guess that was more like a test.
Oh.
I would have thought.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, because when we talked, when I woke up later on in the morning, like, you know, I pretty much, you know, told her, like, you know, I didn't think it was going to work anymore. And she was like, what happened? What was last night? You know, mm-hmm. so I figured that that's called the test after I've gone through everything in my head.
That makes sense.
And she just told me, you know, like, to get off of her. And she was like, I knew there was somebody else. Somebody else. I couldn't just say yes, there is somebody else, but then she's like, you're never gonna see the kids again, never gonna see them again, get off me, don't hurt me. And then,
is that what she said?
So I was, because like when I climbed in bed, I was pretty much like on top, pretty much like straddling her, kind of doing.
Okay.
And she thought I was gonna, like, you know, hurt her baby or something. Because she knew that, like, you know, something had happened. She thought I was just trying to, you know, just check out or something. So,
yeah.
And then that's when that happened.
I know it's hard, but do you mind if we talk just a tiny bit deeper about that? So she comes home. You know, she touches him. You guys have sex. It seems like she's doing her test. Which I understand. It sounds like you do too.
I'm sure, like, you know, Nikki Cole Atkinson or Cassie probably told her, you know.
That's what I was thinking, right? They talked about it during that whole weekend.
More than like that. That's my parents told me there was like going through like text messages. It's like all, like, pretty much they all kind of just told her he's with somebody else. Time to deal.
Yeah. And she spent a lot of time with the gals. That's what they did probably all weekend, is talk about it, give her advice. I think that's what we found, mm-hmm. from, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she comes home. You guys have sex. And then did you fall asleep between then and going to work?
Yes.
Okay. So then at some point, does she wake you up or did you wake up for work?
Not a lot of more.
Oh, okay. And you're going to work out. Mm-hmm. But then that's when she started talking, wanted to talk more. She was pretty mad?
Okay. Yeah, she, I mean, it was... I had already kind of knew that, you know, using that credit card,
was that intentional?
Yeah.
I had no other way to do it.
Oh.
I used, like, because I got these Anarcho gift cards from, like, you know, doing good stuff at work and stuff like that, and I had to use them all.
Oh. Was part of you just like, screw it, whatever, I don't care, I'm using this card?
Part of me just wants to say, Nikki, can you pay for this? But
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Even, I think, my attorney said she even knows I used a different card, like a blue card.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she thought, you know, like I felt comfortable enough just using on the bank account or something. But, you know, I told her I was going to Iraq, and I told you I was going to Iraq.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know, it felt like, you know, like looking back at everything, like, just like reading the scripture more and more now, I can see, like, you know, God told, like, gave me opportunities to get out. Like, even my friend Jeremy Lindstrom, he even invited me to, because, like, it was his daughter that came and watched the kids on Saturday, that Saturday night. And he was like, hey, you said we're going to a Rocky game. You want to go to me with the Bronco game and watch the Arizona Cardinals? Like, in my mind, it was like, you know, go. Just say, hey, I can't find a babysitter.
Bye. Mickey.
Yeah. And maybe that would have been like, you know, like a light switch in my head goes off, light switch in her head goes off, maybe it just like goes different directions. Mm-hmm. That was kind of like my last like opportunity to kind of get out, it seems like. Just, I wish I would have just said, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
And I think that would have just put me on a different trajectory.
So then, Shanann, did she actually say you're never going to see the kids again?
She said that to me before.
Yeah. That's kind of hard to hear.
Yeah, because she'd said to me before she went to Arizona. Because, like, I wasn't really sleeping in the bedroom. I was sleeping on the couch or in the basement bed or something. And, like, she had slammed the door. You're never going to see the kids again. Yeah.
Did she get fiery like that?
Only once in our entire relationship I've ever seen her that way.
Yeah. And that was a time before, or was that on the night that it happened?
No, it was right back in North Carolina.
Oh.
It was just a fiery argument that I never raised my voice to her or anything, and like, you know, I just got mad and I slammed the door and she's like, yeah. I'm like, I should have slammed the door.
Is that when you were in North Carolina that last week?
No, it was like
previous to that.
This is like 2010, 2011. Oh. It was like early. Okay. In her old house.
Before kids?
Yes.
Were you dating or were you married at that point?
Dating.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just like, I don't remember what it was about. I think some girl maybe texted me like from my past or something, and like I was just like, this. And she was like, you know, don't have that happen again. And I'm just like, the heck, I can't have friends?
Right.
They're females? Like, right. I don't even talk to this little bit anymore.
Right.
And it was just like, yeah. Nope.
Was she fiery? Did she have that Italian blood that her mom has?
Good Lord, yes.
Was she always like that, or was she? Did she snap at things?
She would snap at me, but you could tell, like, you know, something really irked her a little bit.
Yeah.
It would come out.
0 to 100 type thing, or what?
Zero to 200.
Oh, interesting.
She gets acclimated about something. She's like, all right, it's going to happen.
Well, that's why she was probably so successful at Thrive, right?
Oh, yeah, like, she had done a couple other, like, direct sales business, but this one was just, like, it was different.
Why?
This one, like, because I think she had done, like, Origami Owl and, like, something called, like, It Works, and then, like, other couple other things, like, some bags and stuff like that with the supplement stuff, but just because it worked with her, it worked with me, she's like, okay, I can kind of like use this. But I was like, all right, this is what it's doing for us.
Yeah.
And then like after a little while, like she could see how like people are above her, how it was helping them, and then it was just like trickle down effect. And it was like a good system about like, you know, commission wise and everything, and everything was just, she could use all the business IQ she has from running those cell phone shops and from the very soft custom shops and all that. I mean, she business minded.
Yeah.
She knows how to do an accounting book like in the back of her hand. So it all just like fell into place with all that.
So then on that night, was it just a new type of fight?
It was never had, or what happened? Yeah, it was a totally different type of fight. It was like, you know, it was. Just felt like, I don't know, it was more anger than anything else. Like, there was emotion to it at first, and it just felt like it was just anger. It was just like, you know, like there was no love there. It was kind of like what we were saying, what she was saying. It was just like, it's almost like we knew, like, something was combating at each other. And we didn't know, like, it wasn't ourselves.
Really? No. Anger from you or anger from her?
I think it was more anger from me and more, like, desperation from her. Because she wanted to fix it.
Yeah.
She knew if something wasn't right. Like, you know, like when the whole thing with my parents happened with my parents called it Nutgate.
What happened?
Nutgate.
What's that?
The peanut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with her family?
Yeah.
Yeah,
pistachio ice cream or whatever.
Yeah, they
I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard that either.
I guess what people are calling it.
Okay.
But that was like another out. Like, you know, maybe I could have just like stopped everything with Nikki and just kind of concentrated on helping like whatever happened there. Because like, Shannon had a story, my mom had a story. Like, whatever happened, I probably asked my 10-year-old nephew, probably can tell me what actually happened.
Well, and they both have their feelings for good reasons, and they both didn't see it the other person's way. And
yeah, and like maybe I didn't talk to my parents from then on until like August 6th, and like, you know, my dad took that whole week off.
You didn't talk to your parents from then on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like my Janelle was like, "Do not talk to them. Do not call them. Do not do anything."
Is that what she said?
Yeah. And Cece's birthday was 17th, but I think the actual birthday party was like a couple days after.
In August?
July.
July?
Yeah. And like my mom or my dad was going to go, but then there was like a post on Facebook about, you know, allergies and stuff like that Shannon made, and my dad was like, "Nah, I just can't do it anymore." Just like, because
he perceived that as her taking a shot type thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, she always says she never, you know, put those posts directed at anybody, but She had a method.
If you read them, you know who she's talking about.
She had a method to the madness, and you know, you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish I could have just took more time just to fix that.
Yeah. Cause,
like, I wanted my parents to be involved. Like, since, you know, like, the whole wedding thing, and then up to that, it was like, you know, my mom, my sister were always like, you know, combating with Shannon, combating with them. Mm-hmm. My dad was always cool. Like, he's just like me. He's just like, you know, go with the flow. Like, I just want everybody to do a long time deal.
Chicks, man.
I loved your dad.
Oh, he's the best.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he? I loved your dad.
I'm sorry, keep going.
That's cool. I just wish I could have, like, just when we were on the beach in August, like, my dad was supposed to take the whole week off just so we could see the kids and, like, see me and, like, grab a cookout at my sister's house or something. And then, but we just pretty much spent 5 days at the beach. Shenanda, like, booked it, so, like, you know, I mean, and it's, I don't want to say, like, punishment for them not to see the kids, but, like, I wanted them to see it, see them, you know, I wish I could have fixed all that. I even, like, when I was at the beach, I told Shenanda that it was more like, what was going on was more like, I feel like, you know, cause my dad's my hero, I feel like I've lost, like, something in my life. I haven't been talking to him for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I haven't been see the kids for 3 weeks, you know, FaceTime or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted them to be able to have that relationship. And she was pretty much gung-ho. Like, she tried to kill my daughter by giving her pink. I was like, I don't think she gave it to her.
I know. Was that her stance? Is that your mom
put something in front of Cece?
Like, to kill her? Or
no,
just
like
didn't care.
Like
didn't pay attention.
It's just, she thinks that allergies and, like, this state of age is, like, people think, oh, you're
like,
fine.
It's made up,
like,
kind of thing.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll just have a rash. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I've seen Cece, you know, like, the first time, I've seen a picture of when he had a cashew the first time. It wasn't good. And then she had kiwi the second time, and then the same thing happened. And I know it's real.
So you know it's serious, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like, it wasn't like her throat, like, closed up, but she broke out in this full body rash that looked really crazy looking. And luckily, like, you know, nothing with her throat, like, happened. But,
So did that make you angry at your mom for doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I just, like, mom, I told her, you need to think, you need to, like, you know, pay attention. Just because another kid can have something doesn't mean another kid can have something. Because, like, when we were at that birthday party at Jeremy's on that Sunday, you know, they had this cake there. Like, Bella wanted it so bad. I'm like, I can't give that to you because Cece can't have it. She was like, you know, okay. And all the other kids were like, if she didn't, they can't have the cake, you know. Like, I just kind of took them off. Gave him some like one of those frozen pops or something, but you know, it's just like she had to learn that just because one kid has something and there's another kid that can't have it for a legitimate reason, like, you know, she couldn't have done it. But you know, that's the kind of talk I had with her when Shannon called me. I think it was maybe like middle of July or something when she told me all this had happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I called my mom and talked to them for a while, and then they're just like, you know, they just couldn't deal with her anymore. Shannon just kind of like, you know, it like flipped out. My nephew told Bella to go hide behind the curtain because I don't think your mom was going to let you come over here again or something like that.
Aww.
So it got heated.
Oh, it was bad.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a last straw between them, I think.
Like in the same room or over the phone?
No, they were at
they were, and so they
at
were
my,
really
at my mom's house. Yeah, because Cece and Bella and my niece and nephew were there.
Okay.
How did Shanann find out about the ice cream thing?
Because Shanann was there, and I guess they were all sitting on this couch. It was kind of like a U. And my niece went into the kitchen, and she knew where the ice cream was. She'd been there.
So it's not like your mom gave it to her? Like she got
ice
cream?
Yeah, she went in the freezer, got it, went out, and sat beside Cece and started eating. So, but like, it's just a matter of like Cece could go like,
right.
like that. I don't know what would happen if she just got it on her hand.
Right.
But like I know on like the prick test, you know, mm-hmm. on the back, it's like a welder.
So were they staying there at your parents' house during that time?
Yeah, it was. So they would go from my from Sandy and Frank's house
yeah.
for like a few days or 5 days, and then go to my mom and dad's house yeah. for a couple of days. And
okay.
back and forth.
Okay. So it happened during that time. Mm-hmm. They were there. Yeah. Okay.
And so there were so many things that happened, weren't there? They just were little tiny ingredients to this recipe.
Nothing like.
It's nuts, Chris. I mean, it's just so many things. Didn't go your way.
Everything was like somebody was stirring a pot, and it was just
yeah. That's exactly what it was like. So then, I know I keep bringing it up. Can you walk me through just the last few minutes before Shanann died?
It was pretty much just I had gotten dressed for work, and then like we started talking.
Did she come to you?
No, I was just right there in bed.
Oh,
just,
okay,
yeah. So I was just like, I got my blue shirt on, my jeans and everything.
You ready to go?
I was ready to go. And
was she asleep, or did you have to wake her up to finish your conversation?
I wake her up because like she got home like 2 o'clock, so she pretty much had it. But I never knew if her plane got delayed. Someone always told me like she just like sat around with Nicole and just like talked for a while and then came home or something. I'm not sure if that was
true. It was delayed. Yeah.
But yeah, when she came home and everything, but yeah, like I woke her up to talk to her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is that because it was just eating at your
brain? Yeah, like I knew like, you know, something like it's something to feel right with me. So I know like she knew. I just knew she knew. I just felt like maybe the kids weren't gonna be there when I got home that day.
Oh, interesting. Now I don't mean to offend, but I have to ask, is that really the truth?
Okay. I really felt like they weren't going to be there when I got home that day.
Oh.
And like so, she would take them somewhere?
No, I just felt like either maybe I wouldn't go home, maybe they weren't going to be there, or I wouldn't be allowed in, type thing.
I think I saw some text messages where Shanann talked about that she would take the kids to another state or something because she wouldn't be able to afford to live in Colorado or something like that. Did she say that kind of stuff to you? Or
yeah.
What did she say about that?
She said she couldn't afford to live in Colorado on her own. And that I told her, like, well, drive, and she pretty much makes the same amount I do.
Yeah.
But she said she wouldn't want to try just because, you know, Colorado, just the price of living there was a lot higher than North Carolina.
And just so I'm clear, you thought maybe she in your mind, you thought maybe she would take the kids somewhere else or, like, lock you out of the house or...
Or just, like, you know, I wouldn't want to make a scene, like, you know, trying, like, pound on the door, trying to get in or anything like that. But,
mm-hmm.
like, I just felt like, you know, that was what I did on Sunday. You know, it was kind of like, or Saturday night was kind of like the last straw. Kind of like going out with somebody and using an actual bank account card and just, like, not trying to hide it at all.
So walk me through it, though, because she comes home. She touches you, you guys have sex, you fall asleep, then you wake up for work, all natural, all, you know, a normal day's work type thing.
Yeah.
What was it that made you think, I just can't do this anymore, I have to talk to her?
It was eating away at me, like, I knew, like, something, I knew everything that I did, like, I know, like, when I was with Nikki, it was, you know, different, like, I wasn't even, like, in the realm of, I'm a dad, I'm a husband type thing.
Oh.
And then, like I was saying, when I'm never at home, like, sleeping in my own bed, like, I have no, like, concept of that anymore.
Interesting. So in your mind and heart, you can have moved on.
Like, it kind of felt like if I wasn't at home, like, I didn't think about it, almost. Because, like, if I wasn't sleeping on my own, like, I think there was one at one point, like Nikki had gone to the mountains with her friends for like a few days, like end of June, first part of July. And then, like, you know, that part, you know, obviously it was home. But like from that whole month of July on, it was like I was never home. Like, I never had all those reminders around me. I never had, you know, like every time my wife would call me, I would be at Nikki's house.
Oh. While she was in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would, like, you know, walk outside and talk to her, like, when I was next to the car or something like that. But, I would never be at home looking, like, just have all these pictures around me, just being in the same bed, you know, seeing my kids' beds, seeing everything that, right. You know, that we've built for the last 6 years.
And so, did you just want to once and for all get it out in the open?
I just wanted to just tell her how I was feeling at that point in time. Like, I didn't feel like me and her were compatible anymore. Yeah. Honestly, I didn't feel like that because what was going on with Nikki, it was new.
Right, absolutely.
Anything that's new always feels better than the old.
Yes.
And you were probably bitten by the love bug.
Yeah,
it's how a lot of therapists talk about it. Yeah.
It was just like, I never felt that. I mean, even like with new relationships in the past, like it always feels different, like, you know, the first couple of weeks and then, you know. But it just, with someone, Nikki felt different. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just like you said, like, you know, I was more in control and like it was more of like maybe more of me coming out. Because Shannon always said, like, it always seemed I was more myself around other people, like, you know, her cousin Cody, like, you know, like. Cody lived or came up visited us for a little bit while we were in Colorado for a little while, and Cody always talked about it, like, oh, Chris is so funny, Chris is like, Shannon would always just like, why are you never like that with me? I'm just like, you know, maybe I always felt nervous about you.
There's only so much oxygen in the room, right? I say this to some people with dominant personalities. Mm-hmm. You know,
I just always felt nervous. I always felt like I was, you know, I never could actually just be myself.
Right.
Nikki, I was myself like all the time. It was just different.
Well, and it seems as though, and again, hard to talk about it, you tell me if I'm wrong, but it also seems, is it accurate to say that sexually you were able to say, Nikki, this is what I would like, this is what I'm into, or blah, 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 maybe not what Shanann.
No, Nikki just wanted, I mean, she wanted what she wanted. She wanted to do it pretty much all the time. I was just like, okay, that's mm-hmm. fine with me.
Okay.
You know, with Shanann, it was just like, like, hey, sometimes it happened, sometimes it didn't, but that wasn't the case as far as that way. It wasn't just like sex or whatnot, but okay. It was me. I was just one myself. I could, like, you know, just not think about what I was going to say or plan what I was going to say or not, you know, gonna say something stupid or something. But,
right.
A little bit of freedom.
Yeah. Can I ask you something about that morning that you had sex with Shanann? Did you feel at all like maybe you were kind of cheating on Nikki by doing that?
I felt strange. I felt like, you know, the first time I was with Nikki, I felt weird. First time, like,
sure.
And then the last time I was with Shanann, I felt totally strange. I was just like, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who I had become. I felt like I'd become people I see on TV. And that did not feel right with me. Like, I didn't know what had happened to me. Mm-hmm. So Nikki even asked me, like, have you done this before? Have you ever strayed away? I'm like, I've never even thought about it. It's like, what's different? It's like, I guess it's just you that's different because I've just never actually, like, I've seen girls smile at me before, never done anything about it. With her, it was just like, it's like she had a leash on me and she tugged me away. As soon as she walked, I'm like, what the heck, what's like going on? So.
Well, and Tammy brings up a very good point. I wonder if that last time with Shanann having sex had somewhat of a role in you thinking,
like a trigger?
I gotta do something, I gotta say something, we gotta have a talk, something's gotta change. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I felt like it was like maybe like a trigger point or something, like you hit the push button on a bomb and it just blows up.
Right.
Just something in my head was just like something's hurting. Just like I had to say something.
Okay. So then exactly what did you say and what happened?
So when I woke her up, and it's like, hey, we just gotta talk.
Okay.
And just like, I told her, I don't feel compatible. I don't feel like this is gonna work. I just, you know, I don't wanna, like, can we cancel a trip to Aspen? Because she had booked a trip that week
oh.
to go to some, like, mystery four-star luxury hotel or something. Mm-hmm.
Just the two of you or the whole family?
Just me and her.
Okay.
And she had Amanda Thayer come and watch the kids that weekend or something.
Okay.
And I was just like, can we cancel that? Can we, like, do something? Like, from what I remember, I even said, can we move to Brighton? Just to get away from, like, this house.
Oh.
But, like, I'm not sure if that was, like in the beginning or the end of part of the conversation or whatnot. That conversation went so many different ways. Like, they had gone from, like, staying together to not staying together to just, like, all of the above.
Okay. So this is half an hour, or what?
Definitely not more than half an hour.
Okay.
I don't think.
Are you crying? Is she crying?
It's back and forth. It's like, you know, she's got, you know, mascara. She didn't wash her face when she got home. She had makeup on still, so mascara is running all over her and stuff like that. Yeah, it was, and nothing about that conversation. I just wish I could take all of it back. Just the whole Nikki thing back, everything. But.
So then when did it turn?
As far as that conversation? Mm-hmm. Just at the end when I was telling her, like, I told her I didn't love her anymore. That's when it happened.
What happened?
She told me to get off her and then I put my hand on her.
Okay.
Did you say she said something like that you were hurting the baby or something?
That was before that. Because, like, when I was straddling her, it was kind of like around her waist type deal.
Why did you get on her like that?
I just, when we got on the bed, that's just where I got on.
Is that so she would listen to you?
I felt like, I mean, she could probably listen to me just laying beside her, but I got on top of her. Mm-hmm. And every time I think about it, I'm just like, did I know I was going to do that before I got on top of her? I don't know.
Really? That's an interesting thought, Chris. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you knew.
It's like, the whole, everything that happened that morning, I don't know, like, I try to go back in my head, I'm just like, I didn't want to do this, but I did it. Everything just kind of like...
Felt like you had to?
It just felt like it was... I don't even want to say it felt like I had to. It just felt like there was already something in my mind that I was implanted that I was going to do it, and I woke up that morning, it was going to happen, and I had no control of it.
You never thought about it before?
It was just like, I don't want... Like, when... Like you said, like, in the... sentencing hearing, that prosecutor said it takes 2 to 4 minutes for something like that to happen. Like, why couldn't I just let go? I didn't.
Oh, that's interesting.
Was
it feeling like it was in motion and you just couldn't stop it?
Yeah, it was just like, I don't even want to know what she saw when she looked back at me, honestly.
Did you look at her? What was she doing?
She was crying.
Why do you think she wasn't fighting?
I don't know. Maybe she was praying. Maybe she was just... Now, I read the Bible that said, the scripture says, don't forgive these people for they do not know what they do. Mm-hmm. Maybe she was saying that. I don't know what she was saying in her head, but she... Like when you guys told me, like, take off your shirt and check for defensive wounds, and, like, you know, there wasn't going to be any. She didn't fight. I don't know why.
Like, she didn't grab... Could she grab your arms, or were her arms pinned down, or...?
Not that I remember. I don't think so. I mean, I don't think, like, I moved to where my knees were around her arms or anything, but it was just kind of like when I got on top of her, we started talking. That was it.
Have a great day. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. See all the links below to Facebook, Instagram, Patreon, to scottreich.com, where you can sign up for our free newsletter as well. And hey, it's free. You're getting stuff from free. We're not going to sell your email address. We're not going to bombard you with a bunch of stuff. You get a notice once a week. Go and join scottreich.com. Sign up for our free newsletter. Have a great day.